Chapter 41. We had journeyed to a point far outside our galaxy. We had been rescued and taken to the factory where the ring-shaped installations were made, equipped, repaired, as well the ultimate repository of the librarian's collection of the galaxy's lifeforms. The Ark. I took a regenerative walk through the brightly illuminated forest surrounding Fifth Petal Station. Nearly all the light this far from our galaxy came from the diurnal glow of the elongated plasmas, casting the strangest shadows. The rings themselves were canted at different angles on each petal, rotating constantly within enormous hoops of hard light to maintain their integrity. On each of the installations, the librarian's aides and monitors supervised the laying down of the Life Shaper seeds, containing all the records necessary to create and restore unique ecological systems on the inner surface of each ring. I could see evidence of their work even from where I stood, mottled patches of early-stage jungles and forests, the tan of desert, sheets of ice. Earlier, when I had voiced puzzlement at the contradiction of halos supporting these living records, my nurse and guardian, a life worker named Calyx, explained that the librarian had equipped most of the halos with living ecosystems and stocked them with many species from many worlds, selecting from those multitudes that had been gathered over the last few centuries and now populated the Ark's great half-circle. She had hoped to preserve many more species by using the halos. The Master Builder, after agreeing to her plan, had decided it would be useful to test captured specimens of the Flood on the halos before they were fired, to learn more about them. Sacrificing those populations, of course. I could not understand how the librarian's pact with the Master Builder had been arranged or implemented, but I admired her stamina. She had proven my superior in every regard. And now that I was here, something like the Didact, though not him, I wondered how much I could possibly contribute. Looking up at the great halo's upper reaches, I felt dizzy and steadied myself against the toppled trunk of Cycad. Nearby, something like a small tank passed by on many pumping legs, a gigantic armor-plated arthropod almost 3 meters long. It ignored me, for I was not the rotting vegetation it favored as a meal. When the plasmas dimmed, it became obvious that the sky was still filled with danger. In the Battle of the Capital, only one installation had survived passage through the portal without breaking up. It had returned to the Ark, and now rotated off to my right, visible through a green wall of ferns. Its interior surface had suffered great damage, and so it was being scrubbed clean, its few remaining specimens rescued and constrained. A new surface was in preparation, with a replacement set of seeds. What wreckage had passed through the portal still threatened this extraordinary construct, the domain of the librarian, but also the centerpiece of all that the Master Builder had hoped to achieve, had to be constantly protected against impacts. In the dark, it was easy enough to follow the many vessels that patrolled the debris field. They were tiny glints in a varicolored haze that reminded me so much of the clouds in our Orion complex. But this haze was not primordial and nurturing of suns. It was the death shroud of a great, perhaps crippling, defeat. The final battle, perhaps, of a forerunner civil war. And it was filled with careening fragments of shattered rings, broken ships, demented or damaged monitors, cut loose from all their disciplines, from the Metarchy, lost and worse than useless, and of course, the frozen corpses of hundreds of thousands of forerunners. I walked through the forests day after day, and in the dark as well, guided by smaller cousins of the armored arthropod, bearing blue-green lanterns above their tiny eyes and showing me the way. Night after night, I watched the ring's tentative, hard-light skeletons form spokes, stabilizing them before their planned release. Studied the strange shape of the hard-light hubs at the center of those rings, which had once been designed to direct the deadly energies of the rings when they were fired. If they were fired. That seemed very unlikely now. 20 days passed, 20 cycles of the diurnal plasmas. I healed, From my nurse, Calyx, a first form taller than me and graceful yet also quite strong, I learned that my companions in the Falco were also healing. But before we reunited, another reunion had been arranged. It was time for me to meet with the librarian. "She has been expecting you," Calyx said. I followed him out of the forest. A transport within the fifth petal carried me toward the main body of the Ark, and a graceful teardrop structure just below the tower that supplied the star of plasmas. Here, before the meeting, another lifeworker, an older third form equipped with a style of armor even more ancient than the Didacts, conducted her own exacting inspection. She sniffed critically, then asked me three questions. I answered them all correctly. She regarded me with an odd expression of concern. "I am merely his poor double," I insisted. "I have not integrated."
"Oh, but you have," she said. "Whatever you do, please do not disappoint her. She feels badly about what has happened, but..."
"Why does she feel badly?"
"For interrupting the way of your own growth and imposing something other."
"I made that choice," I said.
"No. Born Stella agreed in part. You are the choice he agreed to, but he did not know the consequences."
"I will return when my mission is finished."
"Ayah," the lifeworker said. "This is a day of joy and sadness for all. We revere our life shapers beyond all forerunners, and the librarian beyond all life shapers. She is our light and our guide, and she has longed for this moment for 1,000 years. But not this way. If only..."
But she did not complete that thought. Now she took my hand and led me through a great arched doorway into the base of the teardrop. A lift carried us to a wide room covered with a curved canopy that allowed in selected portions of the broad spectrum of the shaft of light. The light here was blue-green. The space was filled with specimens from a world I knew nothing of, captured in special cages, immobile, unaware for the time being. And walking between those cages, inspecting her charges, using her long, graceful fingers to prune and arrange and persuade, confirming their integrity and health, I saw the librarian, my wife. Here, she did not wear armor. She was among her other children and had never known harm from any of them. She paused and moved on her long legs to a pathway through the cages. Along that pathway, she approached me slowly, eyes quizzical, face wreathed in a complex expression of joy, pain, and something I could only see as youth. Eternally young. Yet this forerunner was older than me, that is, older than the Didact, over 11,000 years of age. "So similar," she whispered, as we stepped toward each other, her voice like a sweet sigh of wind. "So much alike." I reached out to her. "I bring greetings from the Didact," I said, feeling the awkwardness, knowing I bore the same memories, yet wishing to be honest and to honor the reality of our situation.
"Bring me your own greetings," she responded,
leaning her head to one side, then grasping my outstretched hands.
"You are him."
"I am merely..."
"You are him now," she insisted, with a sad intensity I did not expect.
My emotions leaped out to her, Then my arms rose and I clasped her, not understanding, not caring. Fulfilled. I was with my wife. I was home. Ayah. The other life workers tending the specimen cages turned away to give us privacy. How can I be him and other? I asked as we embraced. I looked up at her beautiful face, pale blue and pink, feeling the warmth of the naked skin of her lithe arms and the touch of her infinitely subtle fingers. The didact is here, my wife said. The didact is gone. And then I knew. And my love was pushed aside by a moment of intense vertigo, as if I were again falling through black, starless space. She clasped my face between her cool hands and looked down into it. You refused to give Faber what he needed to activate all the contender class ancillas. You refused to give him the location of all your shield worlds. It is said that the Master Builder executed you on the Sun Shum quarantine planet. You are now all I have. You are all we have.